Welcome to Cato Daily Podcast. Today is Friday, May 18th. I'm Anastasia Yaglova. Embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is under more fire after former Deputy Attorney General James Comey gave a shocking testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Comey recounted his standoff in 2004 against then White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez and former White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card by the hospital bed of a gravely ill John Ashcroft. Will Gonzalez retain his position in power? Director of Cato's Project on Criminal Justice Tim Lynch offers comments. What do you make of Comey's fascinating testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee? Fairly devastating.
Yes, it was pretty amazing. You know, from time to time, I meet people around Washington who say things like, we love Cato studies on policy and the events that you put on, but you guys at Cato really don't know the half of what goes on in the government. And the story and testimony from James Comey, I think, is a perfect example of that. It's really remarkable, the testimony that he gave about the inner workings of government and how policy was made. And the two things that really stood out for me was that he had a phone conversation with the director of the FBI, and there were the security detail outside of Ashcroft's hospital room. And here's the acting attorney general asking the director of the FBI to not have the FBI agents exclude him from a room where the White House counsel Gonzalez and the White House chief of staff Andrew Card are meeting with Ashcroft. And there is like ordering the security detail not to exclude him from a meeting about administration policy. I mean, it was just really incredible. And then when Andrew Card called Comey to return to the White House for a meeting, again, the acting attorney general, the level of distrust was so bad that he said, I'm not going to the White House to meet with you, the chief of staff, unless I bring a witness with me. This is incredible. These are the people at the highest levels of the government, right beneath the president, and here they are ordering FBI agents to exclude or include people in meetings, and they're not going to talk to one another unless they have witnesses present. It's an indication of how bad the level of trust is between these people, and I think it's also indicative of how everybody is nervous that there's going to be illegalities going on, and they all want to make sure that they're not get caught up in it.
Of course, this is before Alberto Gonzalez was attorney general, and then as attorney general, there's the attorney purge scandal, which is really just the tip of the iceberg, because you look at his record and he's basically walked all over the Constitution during his years as attorney general.
Yeah, I think that's right. The thing that's got him in hot water lately is the flap over the firing of the U.S. attorneys, but this is really a minor matter. I mean, he really screwed that up, and there may be some wrongdoing there. I think Congress ought to be investigating it, but that's yet to be seen. But we do know from his official policies as Attorney General that he has been on a sustained assault on the writ of habeas corpus and this eavesdropping program and so many of these other policies that they've really, you know, just run roughshod over the Constitution. And these are the most serious reasons why, you know, he's unfit for office and why he ought to leave. But Congress is going to continue to be looking at these other aspects of his tenure. And I think that this latest thing with Comey is just an attempt by the Democrats to bring up other examples of his poor judgment about things. And they're going to keep pounding away on these things. And we had more senators announce today that they want Gonzalez to step down. Senator Chuck Hagel made that announcement today. And even more surprising was Pat Roberts, who is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, is now beginning to say Gonzalez is spending so much time defending his actions up here on Capitol Hill, and, you know, he's not doing the things that he ought to be doing. So the pressure is still on for him to leave office, and we'll have to see what the president does about it.
Well, it looks like Gonzalez is just being eaten alive. I mean, the guy is toast. But the president has tried to defend his record. So is there any way that he will stay on as attorney general?
He might be able to survive this. It all depends. The Democrats, I think, are intent on keeping the pressure up, and they're basically telling the White House, like, how did you like this week, this bad publicity? We're going to keep doing the same thing week after week. So they're trying to send that message that it's going to be weeks of bad publicity for Gonzalez and for the administration. And it all depends on President Bush, however. We know he's loyal to his subordinates, and Gonzalez has been with him a long time. And it just comes down to the president making a determination determination as to whether or not he wants to withstand this bad publicity and pressure, or whether he thinks that eventually the Democrats will tire of it and, you know, we'll all move on with some other news stories. It all comes down to President Bush and how he's going to respond to this pressure. As I've said, I think Gonzalez has been a terrible attorney general. He's given the president very bad advice. I think President Bush, you know, I don't think he's a lawyer. I don't think he intentionally wants to break the law. I think he turns to people to say, well, this is aggressive, but if you say it's legal, okay, we'll go ahead and do it. He relies on the people around him for advice, and Gonzalez has given him terrible advice. So the sooner he leaves, the better.
Thank you, Tim. Tim Lynch is the author of a Cato study published last year detailing the constitutional record of the Bush administration. That study is entitled Power Surge and can be downloaded free of charge from the Cato Institute website, www.cato.org.